Sunday night, Dvar Halacha, Tes Adar Aleph. If your hands touch, if your hands touch, Mokom Mechuse Shebeguf, a place in your body that's normally covered, then you have to wash your hands. Or you have to sort of brush it off or scrape it off, so to speak. B'chol midi d'menaki, it says, you rub your hand against the wall. You've seen people sort of slap the wall. Now you're supposed to like rub against the wall just to make sure you get off all mumule zeya and anything that might be there. If you don't do that, it's also to make a bracha. It's also to learn. It's also to say Dvorim Shebekdusha, Kadosh Kadosh, Yehesh Mei Rabba, and things of that nature. Even though I think I just about covered everything. It's better to wash with water, but if it'll mean, let's say, missing Yehesh Mei Rabba, or missing a bracha, or something of that nature, then you could even l'chatchila clean it off b'chol midi d'menaki, as it's called, meaning to scrape your hand, to brush your hand against something that would take off any dirt that was there. Hirhur, this is a hirhur in Divrei Torah, is mutter. You could think in learning. Some say you could even answer amen. Amen is the same category as hirhur. You're not really being, there's no shame shemayim, it's not really dovah shebekedusha. If you're not being yotzei the bracha, an interesting chilek. First of all, the main halacha I wanted to say today really is that it's mutter and hirhur. If you touch an uncovered part of your body, that's normally covered, then it's also b'divrei Torah and in brachos and in dovah shebekedusha, but it's mutter b'hirhur b'divrei Torah. It's not the case if there's soa around, which we'll see tomorrow night, b'li neder. But just the hands having touched something, it's mutter behirhur, b'divrei Torah. Amen, the achronim amachalik, it seems to me a very logical chilek. If you're not being yod, say the bracha, you're just answering amen. So that also you can do. That's sort of like hirhur, it's not a dovah shebekedusha, you're not saying shem Hashem, it's not Torah, you're not learning Torah. It's so even though you're saying amen, it feels like kind of holy, but you're allowed to do that. Even if your hands have touched something unclean. But if you're being yotzei the bracha, then your amen takes on a whole higher form. It's like you said the bracha, and that you cannot do with unwashed hands, and therefore, if you can't be yotzei with the bracha, really, well, you shouldn't answer amen, because then it takes on that character of having made the bracha, which you can't do with unclean hands. Okay.